Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of the podcast The Unknown Leap into Fatherhood, or Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood. Probably one of the longest titled podcasts out there. Today we are exploring single parenting part 2. So this is episode 5, entitled Single Parenting The Unknown Leap Part 2, Faking It Until You Make It. Remember, you can find me at all the usual places and spaces, www.drdaddyk.com. Same pseudonym for Twitter and also Instagram. Facebook, I'm on there under Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood. But for now, Episode 5, Faking It Until You Make It. Parenting is so brilliantly full on. The highs far outweigh the lows, and something as a simple smile can melt away any adversities in that very moment, irrespective of what else is going on in your world. Sleepless nights, trips to the hospital at 2 a.m., and here in the UK, that seesaw between paracetamol and ibuprofen on a 2-hourly basis rotation are not long-lasting enough to overpower that smiling face in the morning or a simple call from the bedroom next door. Mummy, Daddy, morning. Parenting is full on. But we find ourselves saying that we would not trade it for anything in the world. That's a fact. I would not give up my little girl for anything. She's such a joy to me. She makes me laugh far more than anyone else ever has. All this at the tender age of 6.5. Now, what's important here is that we must never, ever forget or undermine the importance of the half. It's incredible how children will tell you that they are 4.5. Or my daughter said in the past, I'm 4.75, Daddy. So never forget the half. All at the tender age of 6.5. She's fun, she's spontaneous, she's wonderfully imaginative. There's no doubt that her presence lifts my mood and revitalizes my soul. The problem is that some days my soul is very deep. The facade of everything okay far outweighs the reality. Offering help to strangers, stopping to direct someone who's lost, etc. These are all ploys to convince myself that ultimately I am actually a good person. Yes, sometimes I actually need reminding that I'm an okay guy. Friendliness is so very rewarding, but a sigh later and I'm back to where I started. I'm comforted in the fact that my voice is not a lone cry. Postnatal depression, so whether that's the mother or the father suffering from it, is on the rise, and it carries with it a similar darkness. But my current state is not a state of depression, or the mood that I found myself in a few months ago, but more the fact that my situation finds me going at parenting alone these days. Episode 4 of the podcast, Going at Alone, explores how I felt and the background there, so please do click on episode 4 to listen to the backstory. I've dedicated many of my blog posts to postnatal depression in fathers, I've done radio interviews on the topic, and been a strong advocate for bringing it into the public eye, but psychology has done little to equip me to face up to the cognitively exhausting and physically draining reality of maintaining a positive attitude sometimes. Ensuring the kind deeds are seen by my daughter so she learns through my actions rather than through my spoken words, all the while combating the complexities of adult relationships. And ensuring that her faith in this idea of till death do us part is not shattered or warped, brings about its own level of exhaustion. And the irony of the juxtaposition is quite laughable. As parents, we go through a great deal to protect the innocence of our little ones. We hide financial stress, relationship worries, troubles at work, death, etc. And sometimes, humorously, we mark it all with a simple one-liner like, of course all dogs go to heaven, my love. We do this so we can give them the most protected childhood possible. We all know that being an adult sometimes really sucks, to be honest. The responsibility of all of it can weigh heavy on our shoulders. But we strive to preserve our child's faith in the world, their little minds which are filled with excitement and adventure. And it is right to do this. And as their protectors, I feel we should. Children will come to learn the harshness and complexities of the real world sooner than we can prevent it, sadly. So why prematurely introduce them to our own woes? We are stronger for being parents. We are more selfless for being parents. And we are so richly blessed to shape and mold the life of that little thing which has been entrusted to our care. Sometimes, in all reality, we sit with our heads in our hands. And we wonder where the time has gone. We wonder how we can be better. Better to ourselves. Better for our little ones. We worry, obsess, and cry ourselves to sleep. Because sometimes, just sometimes, you know what? It's all a bit too much. Sometimes we even berate ourselves and long for things to be better, to get better. The thing is, we are so busy holding on to what is wrong in our lives that our arms are not free to embrace what is right, what is good, and what brings us true, deep-set happiness. It's only natural to be focused on negative cognitive thoughts. These automatic little gremlins which cloud our ability to objectively see our own situation are not only understandable, but in all seriousness, entirely normal. If you can relate to these words, if you find that you are in a similar position, know that you are far stronger than you give yourself credit for. It's important to recognize that you are brave in the face of these adversities. Thoughtful and caring. You are putting your child above your own needs, and that makes you an awesome parent. Sometimes I wish that the real world would just stop hassling me so that I can get on with loving that little love of my life. And that is just a utopian thought. There are so many what we might call in research confounding variables. There's so many additional things which play a role in our moods. And as I mentioned, some of those things, relationship stresses, financial stresses, work stresses. And it's easy to focus on these things because naturally, as a human being, we tend to focus on the negative. That doesn't mean we're pessimistic. It doesn't mean we lack an ability to be optimistic. Sometimes, just sometimes, we are caught up in our own woes. And so if you find yourself feeling this way, it's important that you know that you're not alone. And I don't want to sound like some self-help podcast here, but I have felt very alone in these situations sometimes. And the hope is that by me giving a little bit of my time, you will find reassurance in the fact that you are not alone when it comes to single parenting. Thank you for listening as always, friends. And for now, goodbye. Until next week on the podcast, Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood.